Well, here is today's writing exercise. Today's exercise is called How to Write Gratitude Notes. But, well, actually, more than how to, I'd like to focus on the mindset that would lead up to it. So let's move on to the framing of this exercise. And everything started, I guess, or the idea started when I was at high school. And at some point, I had a friend who gave me a poem. And I really felt really touched, really moved, because I thought that he had really written it for me, which he actually, in fact, he had. And that was really, really quite something, until I realized that there was something even more special. You know, is the fact that he was actually writing poems for everybody. He loved doing it, and he wanted everyone to benefit from reading poems, from reading poetry, for being exposed to spontaneous, random acts of universal love, so to speak. And it's just that he felt gratitude. He went as far so as to write, he would write sometimes aphorisms, he would write little notes, and he would leave them on the bus and for people to find them, and on the train and everything. But I guess that most people actually didn't even notice them. I think that they would just assume it was litter, and they would just either dump it into the bin or something else. But that attitude, that mindset, that guy always called my attention. I think it was genuine. That's even more interesting. And all my adult life, I thought about that. And in fact, the most surprising thing is that in Japan, of all places, I think that there is a tradition, a cultural awareness and understanding of this. And I think that people leave either poems in this beautiful Japanese handwriting, and they do something similar. From what I understand, what they do is that they just leave little gratitude notes. But in order so that it's not confused with litter, what I think that they do is that they attach them with beautiful ribbons or strings into trees. That way, or just adding a beautiful ribbon and leaving it in a public transport, etc. That way they are signaling that it's not just litter, that this is something that it is left there for someone to discover it. So can you imagine how cool that would be to, you go to Japan and then you sit on a bench in the park and you notice that there is a little note with a ribbon, and you, assuming you could read Japanese, that you would read, "Have a great day," or "I feel grateful for your company," or "Here is a little piece of my heart for whomever can find it." So I find that really, really inspiring. And my invitation for you here would be to say, okay, what if I did just that? What if I picked up a piece of paper and I could write an aphorism or a gratitude note just saying what you feel grateful for? Maybe you are grateful for the rain or for the sky that you are seeing today, that you are witnessing. And what if we added a little ribbon, or if we just put it in a graceful way, not just littering, and instead of maybe, I don't know, having people, instead of people graffitiing the city and dirtying it, and just graffitiing meaning they, when they are signing, when they are just writing letters and it's not even beautiful artistically. What would happen if we inundated, or if we wrote something to someone without the intention of being found out? You know, not adding a handle or not writing anything like that. Just, you don't want to be found on Instagram or anything. It's not for self-promotion. It's just out of the goodness of your heart. How would you go about it? What would you write? Would you use a definition? Would you use a conditional, like, "If I could meet you, I would tell you blah, blah, blah"? Would you use reported speech, like most people claim that this and this happened? Would you begin with an ED sentence? What would you do? How would you write it? So that's my little episode. And in this way, it's a real writing trick, actually, in a good way, tricking you into writing, into thinking, how would you encapsulate that thought, that gratitude, when you don't even know who's going to read it or if they're even going to read it. The important thing for you is just think about it, do this exercise, write it, even if you are never going to have a ribbon and put it in a tree or anything, or if you're not into writing, if drawing, make a beautiful drawing, a nice drawing, and give it to the world. Let's see what happens. So anyway, that was the writing trick for the day, the writing strategy. I hope I can meet you in the next one. And until then, happy writing.